It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a Pro Football Minute. A couple things I want to do here, and then Russell Wilson. Something happened at Steelers practice today with Russell Wilson that no one saw coming. We'll get into that as he prepares for a matchup with the Falcons, his Steelers debut for real this time, not fake preseason crap. 1 o'clock on Sunday. Ravens and Chiefs tonight. Lamar Jackson, the defending MVP, trying to get to the Super Bowl for the first time. He's lost in the AFC Championship game. How should Steelers fans view Lamar Jackson? Donnie, I'll start with you.
How should they?
Yes.
They should view him as one of the best quarterbacks in football. But because he struggles against the Steelers, and I know you're going to take this take, Pony, he's bad against the Steelers, so he can't be that good of a quarterback, right? Well, he wins, what, 75% of his games? He's won the MVP award twice. He hasn't gotten it done in the playoffs or against the Steelers, but I still don't think he's somebody to take very lightly because let's think back to last season, too. They really faced him one time, and we know how that game should have gone, and it wasn't because of Lamar Jackson.
Well, he did throw a horrible interception to Joey Porter Jr.
His receivers, I think, more passes than had ever been charted before in a game since they started keeping track of drops. And they weren't just mini little drops on four-yard outs. They were huge game-breaking plays that his receivers dropped. They should have won that game by two touchdowns, the Ravens. They should view him as a significant impediment to their goal of making the playoffs and therefore then trying to win a playoff game. Because even though he struggles somewhat against them in his career, he's good against damn near everybody else. And so he feels like a guy...
Unless the game's in January.
In the regular season.
Okay.
I said the whole thing was he was an impediment to their goal of make... I didn't want that to sound that mean. I just got pissed off. I said he was an impediment to their goal of making the playoffs. Because he wins, what, 75% of his regular season games?
That was the stat Donnie just gave, yes.
Okay. He could play poorly against them, but you can pencil them in for 11 wins or so or 12 wins with him as their quarterback, even if he struggles against the Steelers. So if the name of the game here is find a way to at least get a wild card, his mere existence in their division is going to make that tougher because there's going to be a team, even if you beat them once or beat them twice in a given season, that's probably still going to be in double digits.
I know he's won two MVPs, but the way that you guys are both describing him sounds a lot like the way people describe Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins. If it's strictly what they do in the regular season, then you can't be one of the great quarterbacks in football if that's how you're defined.
I mean, I don't put him in the same stratosphere as everybody else because I think his playoff failings deserve to be mentioned.
He's 2-4 in the playoffs, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 79.7 passer rating. You know how many touchdown passes he had last year as MVP?
22.
You're shortchanging him.
26.
24. So he had 2 fewer than Russell Wilson. Isn't that crazy? One guy got benched.
I didn't really.
The other guy won the MVP.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, that is wild.
I didn't think he won the MVP deservedly necessarily. I think that game against Purdy in San Francisco.
So he did not win the Chris Mueller MVP. He's a fake, fraudulent MVP.
Yeah, I mean, the Buffalo Bills have a Super Bowl in the Chris Mueller Super
Correct.
Bowl era. Because of what happened.
So you would refer in your own personal record book, Lamar Jackson, only a one-time MVP winner.
Yeah, and I guess I would even have to say that.
So by that definition, he has to be overrated.
And Matthew Stafford's never even won a Super Bowl.
Right. So, I mean, he has to
There's
be
a lot of Aaron Donald's got to come out of retirement because of the Mulsey Super Bowl rules and the Lamar Jackson MVP rules.
By your own methodology here,
yeah.
Overrated player.
Oh, well, not the way you view him. I mean, you said Mason Rudolph was going to have a better NFL career, and I think you're still maybe going to cling to that.
You also said Broderick Jones would go down as the best left tackle in Steelers history, so we don't shoot 1,000%
still
here,
a whole lot of time for that. All they have to do is actually play him over there instead of prioritize Dan Moore, who can barely get out of his stance.
Let's get to Pat Freiermuth next here. Donnie, you have a clip. This is Brooke Pryor on the Midday Show on the state of negotiations between the Steelers and the tight end, now just 3 days away from their self-imposed deadline of 1 o'clock Eastern in Atlanta.
I'm less optimistic that that one gets done. I've talked to some people who say it's not looking like it. Of course, things can always change, and they can change really quickly. We know that's the case with Brandon Ayuk. I get the sense that Pat Freiermuth is less of a priority, clearly, because Cam Hayward got done first. With Pat, he fits on paper in Arthur Smith's offense. Arthur Smith wants to use tight ends, especially when they don't have a strong number two receiver. Pat Freiermuth, I think, checks a lot of boxes. He also was, I think, kind of hurt by the fact that he was in Matt Canada's offense the last 2 years. He also dealt with some soft tissue injuries. His numbers aren't what they could be to justify a longer extension and a bigger payday. And so I can absolutely see a scenario where the Steelers say, you know what, we do really like you. We kind of want to see how this year goes in this new offense, see if you can get through this without any more concussions, without any more soft tissue injuries, and then we'll revisit before free agency officially opens.
I have a theory on what she's saying, if it's true.
Okay.
That, and I don't doubt her reporting, that she's now pessimistic that he's going to get a deal done. It would make them look like liars, and they would be, and it would make Omar Khan a very disingenuous, dishonest general manager if he were to give Freiermuth an extension after he told Najee, the reason why we're not giving you the fifth-year option is because we need to see how you look or how things go
in this offense.
So if somebody gets rewarded with a contract extension before they actually play in this offense, then Najee could go to them and say, well, what the hell is this all about?
And Najee's probably the kind of guy who would hold that against them and sulk about it most of the year.
Yeah, and I'm still under the impression that something is going to happen, but in the event that it doesn't, the Steelers taking a team-wide approach of, we're not going to give new money to anybody until we see how Arthur Smith uses these guys, I get that. I still would give Freiermuth a contract extension, but if ultimately this is a tryout year for everybody in the offense just about, well, that makes sense because they're moving away from an era of having the worst play caller in the league to having a guy that's at least competent in trying to figure out what he has on his team.
I wouldn't give him a deal. I said that yesterday. Fine, have a prove-it year. If you have a really good year and I don't want to give you crazy money because who knows, maybe you have a great year but you only play 14 games so you're hurt again, put him on the franchise tag for a year. I would do that. I just, you and I are definitely, there's a difference of opinion on how valuable he is and how they should handle that. And the reason Najee's not getting another deal, whether Omar says it or not out loud, he and his people, that includes Andy Weidel, I think have a proper valuation of running backs anymore and don't even feel like it's worth six or whatever million dollars that it would be to keep a guy like Harris on a fifth-year option. Because you know what he is. He's a 3.8 to 4.0 yards per carry guy, an old plow horse, Carolyn Clinton called
him. I know,
him.
But I think if Jalen Warren were in the same situation, they might have given it to him.
They might have given him a little bit. They might have been more inclined because he's more explosive. Najee's not an explosive player.
That's the new priority.
I mean, isn't offensive
explosive?
Wait a minute.
Mike Tomlin wants ball control. Don't
Kenny
screw it
Pickett?
Up.
Kenny Pickett got a lot of things wrong on the field, but he was right when he would say it's a lot tougher to go down the field and score when you have to put together 12 play drives.
It was ironic because Kenny threw the ball in a way that.
Well, I do think he was at least somewhat. He was being somewhat self-referential there, but he was right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.